Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
From Champaign Centennial High School, thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball here on WGIL. Big win for the Galesburg girls earlier today, 57-30 over Geneseo. So they get things started nicely here for our basketball broadcasts on Galesburg Radio 14. Galesburg sophomores won here tonight, 54-52. So a nice rebound for them after really an unimpressive performance at Moline last night. They played one good quarter, and that was the first one. And after that, Moline just dominated the Silver Streak. So nice to see them hit the road, come back with a good victory here on the road tonight. A two-point win. Had they made free throws down the stretch, it wouldn't have been quite as in doubt, but Champaign Centennial ended up having a couple free throws of their own down there to try to tie the game up. They had a couple of shots in the last 5 seconds to try to tie the game or maybe win it, and the Silver Streaks held them off and won it down here 54-52. So good news there for the Galesburg program, and now we'll see if the varsity can get it done here as well. Jim, we look at the starting lineup, same starting five tonight. We talk about the Centennial dynamics, that they don't have Stephen Lee, who's one of their, maybe their most balanced player, one of their strongest players down on the post. You know, one thing, and I didn't ask Mike Reynolds about this because I didn't know quite how to put it in a way that wouldn't come across as, I don't know, glorifying Grant necessarily or making too big of a deal out of the performance that he had last night. But I look at a kid like Grant who gets into foul trouble with less than 2 minutes played into the game, finishes with only 4 points. I can't help but think that he's kind of an X factor in the game tonight to see how he responds to that performance last night. As a less mature player, sophomore year, maybe even junior year, I can't help but think Grant comes out here playing like he's got to get his points back. I'm not so sure that's the case tonight. But well, I can't help but think he's also going to be inspired to come out here and really prove something, try to prove something after that game last night as well. So yeah. I'm curious to see what we see from him tonight.
Sure. Well, I think he's always going to try and get off to a good start, and that's great because I think he's still the leader of the team.
Sure.
And if he can, then great. But I think, you know, in watching that last night, he had to sit and watch quite a bit of it. There's that comfort factor to where earlier in his career, most of the time, if he didn't find double figures, then there's no way in the world we were going to win.
Right.
He got 4 points last night. We still won at Wharton Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
You know? So that's, I think that's got to be a little comforting for him to watch his buddies out there build that big lead. And, you know, it was kind of scary down the stretch, but still, we've got enough other guys on this team now that have matured that obviously still need Grant as a key part of the team, but he doesn't have to carry as much weight as he did really any other year in his career.
Well, and Gibson goes to the bench. What'd he go to the bench? 4.5 minutes, maybe 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, because Coach Reynolds left him out there after picking up those two fouls, and he played some more and then sat the entire rest of the half. We've got a two-point lead at halftime, so we struggled. We saw the halftime lead, but, you know, as you said, We built the big lead in the third quarter when Grant was out there and Joe Williams is out there. Grant still finishes the game with 4 points. The game really turns around when Joe Williams goes to the bench in foul trouble. So even though Grant's presence was still out there, and even though Grant wasn't scoring his points, it was interesting to me that it was a different player who leaves the floor, and that's when things started to turn against us down the stretch. And it really speaks to the balanced dynamic of this team this year.
Well, and I think it speaks too to who you're playing on a given night. There might be some nights where Joe could leave and not be as big a deal.
True.
But last night, obviously, it was a big deal because of his defensive pressure. All of a sudden, Moline was able to get into some of the things they wanted to do without him being out there and being quite so aggressive defensively on them. So who knows? Who knows the big player tonight? You know, we were talking about that in the girls' game today. We didn't need some of the contributions they usually get. Raina Gulley had a big game,
you know,
penetrating in the lane, and between she and Shaylee, that was. I mean, you know, Lexi hit a couple of key shots, but Sabrina Clay didn't have to do much today. Next time out, they may need Sabrina to go for 15 points and 10 rebounds in order to win. So that's the fun part about the programs, both of them right now, is the balance up and down the lineup.
Silver Streaks, as I mentioned, start the same starting five tonight. It's Devin Ross, 6'1 junior, Ethan Meeker, 6'2 junior, Eric Thompson in the middle, 6'7 junior, and really a four-guard lineup as it has been all season for the Streaks. Joe Williams and Grant Gibson, seniors on the outside. For Champaign Centennial, if you didn't catch the interview with Chargers head coach Tim Lavin, it's Terrian Howard, a 5'5 senior, and Anthony Martin, a 6'1 senior. Martin is the guy who gets the start tonight with Stephen Lee out on his college visit. He'll play wide receiver at Northern Illinois University, and he missed last night's game. That's where he is this weekend. Quinn Nottingham, a 6-foot junior, and then the Finke brothers on the inside. Tim Finke, the freshman, at 6'5. Nick Finke, a junior, at 6'7. And the Silver Streaks on the double deflection win the tip. Devin Ross into the front court. Left side it goes to Grant Gibson. Works his way into the lane. Jump stop. Pumps it up. Off the front of the rim. Rebound batted around. Deflected out to Howard for the Chargers. Into the front court. Wearing the home white and the light blue trim, kind of a sky blue for the Chargers. Lob on the inside to Nick Finke, the junior down low to brother Tim, and a block by Eric Thompson out of bounds. Chargers will hang on to it.
Now first possession, good penetration by Grant. Had a point blank shot, just left it a little bit short on the front iron. If he spends much time in there, he'll have a big game.
On the inbounds, it goes to Anthony Martin. Outside the left side of the lane, it goes right side. Spin move by Finke is cut off in the lane. Kicks it out to Howard for three. That's off the back of the rim. And Grant gets inside of Eric Thompson for the rebound. No score early going. We played 40 seconds here at Champaign Centennial. Meeker drives, a little baby flip shot from the low blocks. Comes up well short, misses everything. Streaks miss on their first two possessions. And back come the Chargers looking for the lead.
Makes you wonder if that maybe wasn't deflected a little bit. That's not one that Ethan usually leaves that short.
Martin to the free throw line. Cut off there. Goes to Nick Finke. Scoops it through the lane. A basket, but a foul on the floor prior to that as Ethan Meeker fouls Tim Finke on the inside. Coming off a career-high 11 rebounds in the victory last night to go along with 19 points, his first double-double.
Yeah, we needed him to be strong in there, and he was in the rebounding. Interesting to see a freshman starting in Tim Finke here. Don't see that very often.
He had a big game last night, even though they lost to Peoria High in Big 12 conference play. Out on the left side, Quinn Nottingham, guarded by Devin Ross out there. Streaks, as usual, open in a man defense. Skip pass out to the left side, Nick Finke. A little bit short on the three-pointer. Devin Ross underneath with the rebound. Into the front court quickly comes Galesburg. Ross on the outside. Dishes left. Around the circle we go into the corner. Gibson fakes right, drives left. Baseline, cut off, kicks it out. Meeker. He steps right, drives left. Into the left corner. Williams for three. Good, and the Streaks are on the board. 6:26 to go in the first quarter. That's the first points of the game.
Boy, terrific ball movement that time. You go baseline, you go in, you go out, and you find Joe open in the corner. Didn't have a big window to get the shot off, but he got it off just in time and nailed it.
Williams guarding the 5'5", Terrian Howard. I like that matchup with Joe's long arms and the quickness certainly to match. On the outside, a fake by Quinn Nottingham. Steps inside the arc, rattles through a 15-footer, and it's 3-2. Galesburg by one now. First basket of the game for the Chargers. We're under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Watch out for the little guy Howard. He's 5'5", but he had 28 points the other night against Peoria.
Through the lane, Devin Ross with a catch and a shoot from the high post and a foul underneath after the miss. Eric Thompson pushes the back of Finke, picking up his first foul. Too bad for Thompson, too, because Ross's shot looked pretty good, just rattled in and out and popped out.
Well, Evan Massey here after making the trip from the girls' game today. I think I beat him by about 10 minutes, but he is in the house.
Good Galesburg crowd, really, making the trip down here. Quick pass down low to Nick Finke, cut off by Eric Thompson to the outside. Howard in the corner. They flip it back out to Nick Finke. Nick, again, is the freshman. He's the junior. He's a little bit taller at 6'7". Tim Finke is the freshman at 6'5". Driving in from the right side, Nottingham high off the glass, banks it in. Nottingham has the first two buckets for Champaign Centennial. And the Chargers take a 4-3 lead. Down the lane, up with the right hand. Gibson's shot won't go, and the rebound deflected out to Anthony Martin. So two shot attempts early on for Grant Gibson, neither of them falling. He had only one basket in the game last night. Wichita Streaks won in overtime. Under five to go first quarter. Champaign Centennial by one. Chargers come in with a record of 6-2. I said earlier they were 6-3. They're 6-2 after the loss last night to the Lions of Peoria High School. A left-handed runner deflected out of bounds after the miss by Nick Finke, and the Streaks get it back on the dead ball rebound.
Well, neither team real sharp on offense yet in this one. A lot of talent on that court, but a lot of talent there on defense too. And both of these coaches know you're not going to go very far against good teams if you don't play really good defense, and it starts first for both clubs.
Meeker fakes a three, drives, dishes it out to Williams, who drives left baseline, caught into traffic there, and a bad pass, too soft, picked off by Howard for Centennial. Drives into the front court, get pushed from behind by his own man, dishes it into the near corner to Nottingham, drives into the lane, kicks it out for three from Martin. That one rims in and out, ball deflected around. Finke comes up with it for the Chargers, and another crack at it. Another right wing corner for Nottingham. He has all 7 points for Champaign Centennial. Chargers lead by four.
You know, that's, we talked about our balance. How about that? That's not a name we were concerned with coming in here from the scoring standpoint, and he's got all their points.
Nottingham averages just under 11 a game. Here's Gibson, top of the circle for three. That one's off the mark. And Howard chases down the rebound for the Chargers. Moline got off to a 10-3 lead on Galesburg last night before Mike Reynolds called timeout. Centennial leads here 7-3 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Howard outside the left wing. Up top to Nottingham. Drives, dishes right side, a fake by Finke, and the junior traveled with it. That's only the first turnover, right, Jim, for the Chargers?
Yes. Yeah. And you know, in hindsight, Finke going, why did I do that? You know, he could have had a very short jumper there and just tried to get a foot or two closer, and in doing that, ended up traveling with the ball. He was wide open.
And the height advantage to boot. And now Joe Williams travels on the other end. He picked up his left pivot foot. Got off balance. He tried to keep the foot down, but he just leaned forward too much, and he didn't want to pass it away because the defense was there that would have picked it off, and he ended up picking up the pivot foot behind him. 3:20 to go first quarter, 7-3. Champaign Centennial Chargers with the ball. Here's Nottingham driving, pulls up at the free throw line, rebounds his own miss in the lane. Pump fake, hits the bottom of the rim on the shot, and the rebound to Grant Gibson. Streaks dodged a bullet there. Back into the front court. Left side, Ross. Up top, Williams for three. That one misses right. Under the basket, Gibson got pushed away from a rebound, and it's chased down by Howard. Streaks cold shooting here in the Champaign Centennial gym, trailing by four. They get it back on the other end. Williams into the front court to Cody Hawthorne, gets knocked off balance, passes away to Gibson before he falls down, and Coach Mike Reynolds calls a full timeout. Streaks look not very together here tonight so far. 2:44 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, and again, we've become a three-point shooting team. Grant was able to get a shot or two off inside there early, but now we just seem to be relying on letting fly from three. And most of the shots are fairly contested. Champaign Centennial doing a pretty good job. Of course, we're giving away some height in several positions on the court, but still, you'd like to think we're, you know, they've missed some real open looks here too. I mean, I don't think Centennial is going to tell you that they're clicking on offense right now either.
Sure.
If it wasn't for the one guy, they wouldn't have scored. So, yeah, a good timeout, I think, for both teams. You'd be kind of hard-pressed if somebody just walked in here and said, what's the combined record of these two teams, that they would believe you, because it's not been a real impressive first quarter as yet. And, again, the energy in this building, I think, for both teams, coming off conference last night, there's just not a lot of energy in the house here this evening.
Well, thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing transportation to Champaign tonight in a 2013 Nissan Altima, the tan color. We talked last night about how nice and open the front feels, and Jim, I got the pleasure of driving tonight. The brakes work really well. I tell you, with the acceleration of the car, and it's such a smooth ride, you were talking about driving fast to get down here. I found myself kind of having to let off the gas because it feels like I'm going, you know, 60, 65, and I look down and I'm going 80. It's just a really nice drive.
Yeah, that's why they're one of the leading mid-sized cars in the country. They're really a nice machine.
And the Streaks come out of the timeout with a basket by Grant Gibson. Got good position just outside the lane for a little 8-foot high percentage shot. His first basket at 7-5. Galesburg down two, driving in and getting a step on Cody Hawthorne is Nick Finke, who goes up quickly with the left hand. So Tim Lavin draws up a nice play coming out of that Galesburg timeout when they get the ball back. Gibson on the outside, up top of the circle, right side pass over to Meeker just outside the wing. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, Galesburg down four. Williams on the outside trying to shake Martin on the outside with a little step back shot too strong. And Terrian Howard, the littlest guy on the floor, comes down with his fourth rebound in the first quarter.
That's something. But you're shooting three-pointers, you get a lot of long caroms, and I think that's a big part of it.
Coach Mike Reynolds was not happy with the shot Joe Williams took. I think he's coming out of the game with the next dead ball. Another step on Cody Hawthorne, but this time Finke can't finish off the shot, and Grant Gibson gets his third rebound for the Silver Streaks. Williams into the lane, stops inside the arc, pivots right, pivots left, in trouble, gets out of the lane right, and a long shot by Gibson as well off the mark. Mike Reynolds with his arms up again, not happy with the shots by the Silver Streaks, and a fifth rebound for Terrian Howard. Back comes Champaign Centennial. Finke down low, passes it back out to Anthony Martin. Good job to go up high for the save. Down the right side of the lane, Nottingham with the up and under. Can't finish off the shot. Rebound batted out by Williams. Champaign Centennial gets it back and a basket by Finke on a quick touch pass on the assist from Terrian Howard.
Well, Centennial right now just doing a better job in their half court. They're using more of their team. They're finding some people inside. We've got to get back to getting the ball down low once in a while.
First open look for Ethan Meeker from the outside. Hits a three. That makes it 11-8. Galesburg down three with 45 seconds to go first quarter. Howard brings it across midcourt to the outside. Anthony Martin. Left side it goes onto the wing to Nottingham. Drives to the free throw line left to right. Passes right side to Finke. Wide open 17-footer. Long rebound out to Anthony Martin. Ducks under his man. Can't get the shot to roll down through the rim. And the rebound to Cody Hawthorne. Galesburg down three with the ball, 24 seconds to go, first quarter. And the Streaks are now going to hold for the last shot. The Streaks are getting out-rebounded pretty good here in the first quarter, I think, aren't they, Jim? We'll check stats here at the quarter break. Down to 10 seconds to go. Hawthorne on the outside, draws a double team, in trouble, needs to get it away to the right side, throws it at Devin Ross's feet, out of bounds. He couldn't handle a tough pass from Hawthorne, and the Streaks turn it over for the third time. Thompson back in. J.J. Range in for Hawthorne. Ross and Hawthorne sit down. 5 seconds to go. Centennial will have to take it three-quarters of length of the court here at the end of the first quarter. An 11-8 Chargers lead into the front court. Howard across to the right side. Drives inside, pulls up 14-footer off the rim. That's the end of the first quarter. 11-8 Champaign Centennial. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street. And let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off by listening to Clark Howard. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Yep. One quarter gone here at Champaign Centennial High School. Both teams kind of feeling each other out here a little bit in the opening quarter statistically. Hasn't been a whole lot to get excited about. Streaks are getting dominated on the boards. I mentioned we'd check it at the break, and our numbers, I think, do reflect that, Jim.
Yeah, 12, make it 13 rebounds for Champaign and 6 for the Silver Streaks, so a big advantage. That can't continue unless we start getting really hot from the field. We haven't been so far. 3 of 11, Champaign, 6 of 17. Not many turnovers. 3 for the Silver Streaks, 1 for Centennial. Make it 2. As I'm talking, they just got called for traveling.
Ramion Starks, a 6'3 senior in for Champaign Centennial. Also in at the quarterback, Kyrie Sago, a 6'3 senior, and now the Chargers put on the full court pressure. One of the Finkies, the junior, is on the bench right now, so they can go a little more up-tempo, and Grant Gibson, trapped in the backcourt by a double team, forces Mike Reynolds to use a 30-second timeout.
Yeah,
so the Streaks force a turnover and then have to avoid one themselves.
Because even if Grant gets he used his dribble up, and if he finds somebody near him, it's still going to be hard for us to get to the timeline. That was going rather quickly, so that's a good use for a 30-second timeout there.
Running through the rest of the first quarter stats, Jim, I had Streaks just 3 of 11 shooting the ball. Right?
Yep.
Centennial 6 of 17. Chargers were 1 of 4 behind the arc. Silver Streaks 2 of 5. And two team fouls on Galesburg, none on the Chargers in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was a quick quarter.
No free throw shot by either team either.
It was interesting today when we got to the gym at Geneseo. We got there at 10 after 12, and it was 25 to 10, and the first quarter was done. I said, there's no way this game started at noon. They said, well, we started at about 5 till. They said most of the shots were made. There weren't any fouls, and it was the quickest first quarter of 25 to 10 you ever saw in your life. So we even started the varsity game early up there today.
Centennial backed out of the full court pressure coming out of the Galesburg timeout. A pass by Ross intended down low for Kevontae Shaw. It's intercepted by Centennial. And then in transition at the other end, Williams gets in front of a pass and a bounce pass to the lane and knocks it out of bounds.
Well, we tried for the nice interior pass. When this team's really clicking, they feed each other well that way. But, of course, again, Centennial being long inside limits some of the things that we like to do.
Tim Finke curls around, dishes it out to Starks for Centennial. A drive left side back to Finke, drives to the free throw line left to right. Gets it to Howard, comes up short on the free throw line shot. And a foul on the rebound, I believe, will be on Starks for Centennial. That's the first team foul on the Chargers.
Yep, he was pushing off on Devin Ross, I think is what the call was. So another opportunity to either get closer or tie the game here. That's the good news. We're not really doing much offensively, but we're only down three.
Pressure in the backcourt, deflected pass into the front court to Meeker. Scoops it over to Gibson, cutting in from the right side, banks it in and a foul, and a chance for the Streaks to tie the game. So the Streaks were able to get into a little bit of a transition. It wasn't the smoothest transition that they'll run all season long, but it pays off with the basket and the second quick foul on Ramian Starks, and Gibson can tie the game here with the free throw. It's up and in. Gibson surpasses his score last night with his fifth point. We're tied at 11. Streaks had a lead earlier, and now they force a turnover on their own full court pressure, and now Centennial, with only one first quarter turnover, has turned it over twice here and just over a minute of the second quarter.
I think Nottingham, a little surprised. The Streaks get the double team. He's trying to look up the court and loses the ball out of bounds. So immediate results paid on the press that time for Galesburg.
Gibson on the dribble out high, guarded by Nottingham. Flashes it over left side to Ross. Works his way to the top of the arc. Passes it right side under the wing to Joe Williams. Puts the ball on the floor. Pulls up high post between the legs with the dribble. Left side Meeker drives in. Cut off left side of the lane. Out to Gibson for three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound. Shaw got a handle on it. Starks comes back leaning into him. Going back for the rebound. And they're going to call Shaw for the foul.
Yeah, that was interesting because Shaw went up the first time. There was no whistle.
Nope.
And you called it right, Brad, because all he did was go straight up again the second time. But the Champaign player initiated contact going backwards into him. Made it appear like it was Shaw's fault. Didn't like that whistle, but you're going to get that sometimes.
Minute and a half into the second quarter. We're tied at 11. Galesburg had a brief lead early on at 3-0 as Joe Williams got the first basket of the game. Centennial took a 4-3 lead and has led until the Streaks just tied it up at 11. Galesburg keeps the full court pressure on. Resulted in a turnover last time. Champaign Centennial breaks it this time, and the two-on-one pass down low.
Good job by Joe.
And Joe gets in there and makes Finke alter the shot. Kevontae Shaw rebounds the miss. Galesburg looking for the lead. Left side Meeker in the corner, passes it back out. Williams fires a three. That's way off the mark. He airballed it over the rim, and the weak side rebound under the basket by Anthony Martin, and then Shaw going for the steal, fouls.
So quick two fouls on Kevontae Shaw, who was so key off the bench last night, and he'll probably have to come right out of the game now with those two quick fouls. So not going to be able to be a game changer on his first trip into this one.
Galesburg keeps the full court pressure on. We've not played 2 minutes yet in this second quarter. We're tied at 11 between the Chargers and the Silver Streaks. Again, they break the full court press. Pulling up from the outside, Kyrie Sago misses the 17-footer, and the ball batted out of bounds, stepping on the baseline. Martin, but they say he threw it out of bounds on the other end. Sure looked from up here like he stepped on the baseline. Doesn't matter. Streaks get it back anyway.
Well, I'm not nearly as impressed with Centennial as I thought I was going to be. Again, keep in mind that their center, Stephen Lee, is not here, and that's, especially against us, that could be a huge dynamic. But athletically, I don't think they're that much superior to us.
Meeker saw an opening in the lane, tried to go down the left side of it, and then the double team collapsed to cut him off, and then he carried the ball on his hip as he tried to come to a stop with a turnover. Five turnovers on Galesburg, three against the Chargers, 5:45 to go in the first half, tied at 11. So now Nottingham will bring it into the front court for Champaign Centennial. Pass left side over to Kyrie Sago. Up top to Anthony Martin, knocked out of his hands, but he recovers and gets the pass over to Sago on the left side. At the free throw line, drives, dishes, kicks it back out. Here's Finke with it now in the right corner. Down below us, guarded by Gibson. Curls it back around to the top of the arc to Nottingham, who's running the point with Howard on the bench right now for Centennial. And Nottingham overthrows Sago, cutting in from the left wing. And that's the fourth Chargers turnover.
Grant Gibson playing very physical inside on Finke, not letting him get to the position he wanted. In fact, one big bump there. I was kind of surprised Grant got away with that, but he's going to play that physical. He's given up inches in there, so he's going to see what he can do.
Streaks break the Champaign Centennial pressure, and then from the backside, Ross gets bumped, loses the handle on the dribble, and Martin steals it away, and they get the layup at the other end. About as easy a basket as they've had all night long. That's nine in the game for Nottingham now, and the Chargers lead by two. Here comes Gibson back the other way. Gets caught in the lane, and an offensive foul called as he tried to adjust his direction to the basket. Drew just enough contact on Starks, and that's a player control foul. Seventh turnover on the Streaks. First foul of the game on Grant Gibson. We're just under five to go, second quarter. Mike Reynolds seems to be kind of perplexed at some of the decisions his players are making. I don't know how many times I've seen him throw his hands out and in front of him with the body language saying, "What are you doing?" And every time somebody comes to the bench, that seems to be what he's asking them. As Devin Ross goes to the bench this time. On the outside, Anthony Martin driving down the lane. Tim Finke dishes out to Howard back in the game, misses the three-pointer, and Eric Thompson rebounds for the Silver Streaks. Quickly into the front court. Down low to Williams. Outside to Meeker. Pump fakes in the lane. Gets the shot up over the front of the rim and drops through. He's got five. Ties the game at 13.
It's still encouraging for as much as we've been challenged and frustrated here. This is still a tie basketball game. And maybe their guys are saying the same thing.
Not quite halfway through the second quarter, driving, dishing underneath, and J.J. Raines comes over, picks it in the pocket of Howard. Quick pass into the front court to Gibson, goes up high for it, gets it out to Meeker, steps into a three off the rim, rebound by Nick Finke under the basket for Champaign Centennial.
Meeker a little off balance when he let that one go, and the shot ended up just to the right of the way he was leaning.
Speaks 2 for 7 from three-point range in this game. Centennial showing some patience in this half-court set. Howard on the outside, cut off by Joe. Back up top it goes to Ramian Starks. Now left side on the wing to Anthony Martin. Dries, kicks it back out to Nick Finke. Misses the 15-footer. Rebound pops out to Ethan Meeker. Back quickly come the Streaks, trying to regain the lead. Under 3.5 to go first half. Right side to Thompson. Touch pass right back to Meeker up top. Left side Gibson. On the elbow, starts the dribble working his way right, guarded by Martin. Hands off to J.J. Range. Down to 3:10 to go, second quarter. Williams with it now on the left side in front of the Centennial bench. To the outside, Meeker drains a three. Gave him too good of a look that time. He was able to measure it, and the Streaks are back on top by three.
Not a step behind where he might normally shoot it from, but you're right, Brad. He just had a lot of time to measure it and a very smooth delivery. You can always tell when Ethan's got a good shot of making it. He just has a little bit different stroke to it. He's able to complete that long arch.
Up top, Anthony Martin. Pass left side it goes over to the other Finke. He misses a three-pointer. Joe Williams on the weak side with the rebound. Streaks looking for their biggest lead of the game now, up three. Meeker with it on the left side, 2:35 to go second quarter. In the lane, inside the free throw line, Gibson turns, shoots, rolls off. Rebound Thompson, puts it up with the left hand. That won't go. Gets it back, gets blocked on the putback. Here comes Finke with it out with a rebound after brother Nick blocked it on the other end. Howard with a three at the opposite end. Thompson comes down with a rebound and fouled from the backside by Anthony Martin.
Good hustle by Eric to get down there and clear that board. And on the other end, his two offensive rebounds, the only two we've had in the whole first half. We had not had a second chance opportunity until Eric Hill rebounded his own miss there once.
Third team foul of the game on Champaign Centennial. First foul on somebody other than Ramian Starks, who came in at the quarter break and picked up two quick fouls. Gibson, Williams in the backcourt. Now Gibson and Meeker cross into the front court. Williams will bring it across with the dribble. Joe between the legs trying to get away from a half-court trap. Passes it right side over to Gibson, trying to drive past his man down to the baseline. He'll pull it back out. Williams has it, swings it left side over to Meeker. Steps right, finds an opening in the lane, and a foul on the floor as he drives to the basket with a little push as Ethan sprawls to the floor on the end line. That's the fourth team foul on the Chargers.
Yeah, and as Meeker has gotten older and stronger, that's a move that he wouldn't have made the last couple of years, going down through the lane, making contact, drawing a foul.
Gibson trying to post up down low. Too strong on the bank shot, put back by Thompson, won't go. Now Grant gets it back, stripped on the way up, and the Chargers come out with it with Quinn Nottingham. Pulls it into the front court, pulls up, waits for his teammates. On the left side it goes to Kyrie Sago. Now out to Howard on the elbow, and he'll pull it back out. Minute 40 to go, first half. Galesburg by three at 16-13.
On the left side it goes, coming around the lane. Sago down the right side, skips it back out. Here's Nottingham driving, pump fakes, lost it on the way up. And a foul called on Ethan Meeker. Did he kick him? Because the front of his body was so far away. Is that how he was able to get the
ball? I think he got him on the
wrist.
All
right. The way Ethan was fading away from him, I thought there was no way he could reach back with the arm. I thought maybe he got him with the foot. I was blocked by the bar in front of us here. Nottingham gets a very friendly roll on the first free throw. He's in double figures with 10 now.
Wow, 10 of their 14? Wow.
Yep. In fact, he had their first 7, I think, didn't he?
Yeah.
Seven of their first 9 for sure. Second foul of the game on Ethan Meeker. Makes both free throws, pulls Centennial within 1 at 16-15. Full court pressure on, bad pass, but nobody guarding Grant Gibson as he couldn't come down with it cleanly. He was able to chase it down. Inlet pass to Thompson on the low blocks. Eric skips it back out on the high low to Gibson. Had Ross cutting through the lane. Gibson still with it, trying to work around a Thompson screen. Draws a double team instead, bounces it away to Williams, who fires a 3. That one's a little bit long. High rebound underneath the JJ, and he gets blocked from the backside. That'll be the second foul on Tim Finke.
Wow. You don't see that often. Little JJ range in there going up amongst the tall trees, and that carom came just perfectly, and he extended all the way up, and the smallest guy in the middle came away with the ball and gets some free throws.
Taking back, they call the foul instead on Quinn Nottingham, so range to the free throw line. First one up and in.
First point of the night
for JJ. 17-15, Galesburg by 2. Only the third free throw attempt of the season for JJ. He's made 2 out of 3 with just over a minute to go first half. Trying to build on a 2-point lead here. That one is short and to the right. And the rebound by Sago for Champaign Centennial. Galesburg by 2 as we wind down the first half. Howard across midcourt. Works his way right around the screen. Williams goes under the screen to keep up with it. Right side Finke. Fakes left, drives right, finds the baseline. Turns around, puts it up and in over Grant Gibson. First basket of the game for the freshman, Tim Finke, ties the game at 17. Down to 35 seconds to go first half. Williams with a crossover, goes right, down the lane, banks it in as he was sideways to the basket, but he got it up and in, his 5th point, Galesburg by 2.
It's one of those athletic plays not many guys can make. You're floating sideways across the basket, like you say, and he's able to adjust his arms to
shoot the outside.
Yeah, to shoot it straight off the glass when his whole body is actually to the left of it.
Down to 11 seconds to go, trying to lose JJ on the outside. Nottingham drives on a baseline move, and Kyrie Sago gets called for a travel, which negated a pretty good-looking set by Champaign Centennial. And
I didn't see that travel either.
I didn't either, but it negated a basket that would have tied the game. The Streaks get it back with 8 seconds to go. And a 2-point lead. Tim Finke will be down low, trying to guard the inbound. They get it into Joe Williams, who backs up into the front court. It goes to Meeker, gets bumped, no foul. Ethan drives, 2 seconds to go, into the corner, and Shaw can't chase it down. Streaks don't even get off a shot. And Mike Reynolds stomps on the floor angrily. Ethan probably would have been better off just going to the bench. In fact, that's exactly who Mike Reynolds is looking at as Ethan comes to him. Just go up for the shot.
Yeah, because it was a soft pass into the corner. I'm not sure even if it got there, we would have had time to get the shot off. So, yep, it finishes the half, but we're still up by 2, even with all our problems.
Streaks outscore the Chargers 11-6, take a 19-17 halftime lead over Champaign Centennial. We'll take a look at the first half statistics when we come back, and we'll get a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. 19-17 Galesburg at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With that first fall of snow, it's time for us to go and spread some fa-la-la-la.
While you're out and about this season, add some lovin' to the holiday rush. A 20-piece chicken McNuggets at McDonald's.
We're making memories today.
It's the perfect treat to share with your family. And it's just $5. Chicken McNuggets, the gift that keeps on dipping. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hey, Illinois. The deadline to get quality health coverage starting January 1st is Monday, December 15th, which means the time to explore your coverage options is now. This year, there are new plans from some of the top insurance companies. Financial help is available, and there's free in-person help to get enrolled. Visit getcoveredillinois.gov. Or call 866-311-1119 to make an appointment today. Don't wait. Get covered with a quality health plan for 2015. Do it before Monday.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Christmas services remind us of the true miracle of the season.
Christmas Eve Masses will be at 4 p.m. at St. Patrick's Church on South Academy in Galesburg, 4:30 at Sacred Heart Church in Abingdon, and 5:30 and 10 p.m. at Corpus Christi Church on South Prairie in Galesburg. Christmas Morning Masses will be at 7 and 9 at Corpus Christi and 10:30 at St. Patrick's Church.
Also on Christmas Eve, Trinity Lutheran Church, corner of Kellogg and Ferris in Galesburg, will have a family worship service at 5 and a candlelight communion service at 10, both with musical interludes.
Immaculate Heart of Mary, North Broad Street in Galesburg, will have Mass at 5 p.m. Christmas Eve, featuring their children's choir, and an 8 p.m. Mass with the adult choir. There will be an 11 a.m. Mass on Christmas Day.
Join Bethel Baptist Church, corner of Fremont and Academy in Galesburg, for their Christmas Eve services at 6 and 7:30, where they'll celebrate Jesus' solution for our complicated lives through music, hope, and candlelight.
First Church of God on Harrison Street in Galesburg will hold traditional candlelight services at 5:30 and 9 on Christmas Eve night.
And First United Methodist Church on East Broadway in Monmouth will also have two Christmas Eve services at 7 and 11 p.m. Both are candlelight communion services.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Low scoring first half. I guess you could say it's a defensive battle, but neither team certainly is shooting very well, as we'll take a look at the first half statistics in a moment. Good news for Galesburg fans, Streaks have the lead 19-17 over a pretty good Champaign Centennial team. Jim said going into the break, not the game we thought we would see. It's not, I can't even say it's intensely played. It just looks like both teams are a little bit out of their rhythm, but maybe part of that is the way they're playing against each other too. I mean, nothing is coming easy for either one of these teams tonight, so that's something to be said.
Yeah, I just expected to see a little more flow. I kind of expected maybe a 32-28 halftime score.
Yeah.
You know. But I'll take a two-point lead on the road against a good team. And
let's go ahead and take a look at the first half statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
All right, Silver Streaks, 7 of 22 from the field. We'll round it up, give them 32%.
That's nice.
For that first half. And, well, Centennial almost in the same boat, 8 of 26. I have to round it up to give them 31%. Rebounding totals, let's see. Champaign, we mentioned, had a big advantage in that first half, 13-6 on the glass. Silver Streaks came back and did a nice job in the second half, especially on the defensive boards. So right now at halftime, we've got 18 rebounds for Centennial and 17 for the Silver Streaks. And a rare occurrence where the Streaks have more turnovers than their opponents. We have 9 for Galesburg and 6 for the Chargers.
In fact, only one time in the previous 7 games have the Streaks turned it over more than the opponent. And that ended up being just because I think of some fourth quarter play when there was a lot of run and gun, and there wasn't much.
Yeah.
Now, the game certainly wasn't on the line that night either. So that's really, yeah, you're right. That's the only time the Streaks have turned it over more than their opponents, at least until tonight so far. Finishing off the team stats, Centennial only 1 of 6 from three-point range. The Silver Streaks not a whole lot better at 3 of 9. Galesburg 2 for 3 from the free throw line. The Chargers are 2 for 2. But Galesburg leads at the break 19-17. When we come back, we'll take a look at the individual scoring, and we'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Streaks lead by a deuce at halftime. You're listening to Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL, WGIL.com.
It just seems a little long.
Well, I want people to know all we do. So you're changing the name to Neil Thomas Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Kitchen, Bath Remodeling, Sewer Repair, Sewer Cleaning, Water Treatment, and...
Okay, I get your point.
We don't even have trucks long enough for a name like that.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating does even more than their name suggests by complete kitchen and bath remodels, meaning they're your one point of contact. You don't have to call a drywall guy, toilet rep, tile layer, and electrician. Just call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg.
Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
Diabetics can develop what's called neuropathy, and that leads to decreased feeling in the feet. Therefore, you can hurt yourself easier. There's a lot of things that your family doctor can do, but if it's just not healing, that's what we're there for.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Galesburg Sewing Center is your sewing holiday gift headquarters. The Dream Machine, new for 2015, is 0% for up to 60 months. Get a $200 discount on all V-Series models, or a $50 Brother Visa card with a purchase of a Scan and Cut. Save 15% on Brother accessories for great stocking stuffers. You can also check out their selection of machines starting at $99. Galesburg Sewing Center on Main Street in downtown Galesburg, where you get unlimited lessons and in-house repairs.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with areas of drizzle and fog tonight, a low of 42. Tomorrow, cloudy with patchy drizzle and fog in the morning, a high of 55. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a continued chance of rain after midnight, a low of 45. Rain likely Monday, a high up around 52. Monday night, colder with rain likely in the evening, becoming less likely after midnight, overnight low of 35. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 48 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Lee heading down courtside. Silver Streaks lead 19-17 over Champaign Centennial. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Here's Jim with Steve Chief.
All right, well, Steve, we're up two at halftime. That's the good news. I got the feeling Mike didn't think we played all that well.
No, and we didn't. I thought that we settled down here for a lot of jump shots and especially three-point shots that were pretty contested. We didn't run offense very well. We talked in there about if we can run offense and set some screens and get the ball moving, get good shots, things fall into place. We were fortunate here that they missed some shots. We gave them some pretty good looks. So all in all, we feel very fortunate to be down by two and shore up those things, and I think we feel a lot better afterward.
Yeah, well, even like at the end there, Ethan Meeker, probably the decision to kick it in the corner rather than take it. I guess we've had a lot of those kind of indecisive moments.
Yeah, here. A little out of sync, and who knows why that is. But we talked coming here tonight. This is a really, really good ball club, and if we want to be the elite ball club that we think we can be, you've got to find a way to do whatever it takes to come out of here with a win, whether it's, you know, suck it up, guard hard, grind it out, whatever. And that's the message here as we go to 16 minutes of basketball.
Did you keep the pressure on, you think? Does that work pretty well for you?
Yeah, and I mean, we've just got to make sure in the half court here. 32 is a very good player. He knows how to play. He got us up off the ground. Got to make sure we stay in front of him and guard with good man-to-man principles.
All right, let's get it done.
Thanks, Jim.
And again, Centennial, pretty good team. They won a state title here 5 years ago, and they're 6-2 coming into tonight's action. Let's round out the rest of the statistics. First half scoring for Centennial. Quinn Nottingham, that's the 32 to which Coach Giesman was just referring. He leads all scorers, the only player in double figures with 11. Nick Finke next up with 4. Tim Finke with 2. That's all of the Centennial scoring. Kyrie Sago, Anthony Martin, Ramian Starks, and Tarian Howard have not scored. For the Silver Streaks, Ethan Meeker leads away with 8. Joe Williams and Grant Gibson each have 5, and only one other point for the Silver Streaks belongs to J.J. Range with a free throw coming off the bench. Devin Ross, Eric Thompson, Kevonte Shaw, and Cody Hawthorne have not scored. We'll see who both teams send out here back onto the floor to begin the second half. And Jim, I can't help but think that the message for Tim Lavin in the Centennial locker room was much similar to what Steve Giesman was just telling us about the Silver Streaks message. Got to think Centennial is going to come out with much the same idea here in the second half.
Sure. Again, these teams wouldn't have the records they have if they were as sluggish as both of them played that first half. Good thing Steve Cheeseman's got a good, strong voice every night he has to talk over the band at halftime, and he gets it done.
I'm having to turn him down volume-wise up here. He's coming through so strong. All right, Galesburg has the ball to start off the second half. Thompson, Williams, Meeker, Gibson. Here's Gibson down the lane, pump backs right, tips it back out to Meeker. He'll drive down the lane, gets blocked on the way, ball stripped out of his hands. Now Gibson pokes it away, and it's chased down into the corner by Tarian Howard. Into the front court to Tim Finke. Up top it goes to Anthony Martin, so they'll have the same five on the floor to start the second half. Here's Nottingham with it between the circles on the dribble. Bounced out of bounds by Devin Ross. A scramble for it. Three players go out of bounds, and the officials say Centennial touched it last, so the Chargers give it right back.
Yeah, that was a tough turnover, and the Centennial sideline said, wait a minute, he wouldn't have fallen out of bounds if he didn't get bumped by two Silver Streaks from behind, and I can't say I'd argue with him.
Credit Devin Ross for knocking it free to begin with and creating that loose
right.
ball. Just underway in the third quarter, Galesburg by 2, 19-17, a low-scoring first half. Williams, Meeker on the outside, Ethan with it on the left. Now into Gibson on the wing, pulls it back out. Here's Williams, steps to the free throw line, skips it out to Ethan. Got an open three, rebound Devin Ross, gives it over to Gibson. Wide open, and that three won't go down. And rebound Nottingham for Champaign Centennial. Quickly into the front court, Howard with it on the left wing. He'll bring it back out. On the right side, it goes to Tim Finke, the freshman, to brother Nick at the top of the arc. Left side, Howard inside the wing. Now back goes to Tim Finke. He hands off to Anthony Martin. Down the right side of the lane, skips it back out to the older Finke. Speaking of Finke, I suppose we should check on the Illini, get an update on how they're doing since their older brother is there. A fake down the drive, and then Nottingham couldn't finish it off. Eric Thompson comes up with the rebound. That was a heck of a drive by Nottingham. He faked the pass, freed him up for a wide open shot, and then he couldn't finish it with the layup. Williams with it on the outside, trying to lose his man, skips it over to Devin Ross. Into the corner, Meeker. Quick pass down low, Gibson steps inside, gets it up and in.
Like to see us go to that a little more often. Grant will get blocked once in a while in there, but he's so strong, he can get the ball up and over. These guys are, they got some height, but they're not great leapers in there, so I'd love to see us utilize Grant inside a little more.
Down low it goes to Nick Finke. He'll pull it back out. Up top it goes to Terry and Howard. On the left side, Nottingham. Quick three from the corner off the back of the rim by Tim Finke. Rebound, Meeker on the run with it. Here come the Silver Streaks, trying to build on their biggest lead of the night at four with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. 21-17 Streaks. Ross drives inside the free throw line. Lost his man, goes up for the shot, and fouled by Finke. He'll get two free throws.
That's where those long arms Devin has came in handy there again. A lot of guards wouldn't even think about that shot, but he's able to extend up there and at least get above the defender enough to get the foul.
Second foul of the game on Tim Finke. Ross to the free throw line. It's been a struggle for him this season. 4 of 10, but he makes the first one. That's his first point of the night. Galesburg building on their biggest lead now. It's 22-17. Second free throw good as well. Well, they opened things up in the third quarter last night. They have a slower start, but on their way to doing it again here hopefully tonight. 53-51 Oregon over the Illini at a TV timeout under 12 minutes to go second half. A lob on the inside, chased down by Martin under the basket, then on the opposite side, flips it up and in with a left hand. 23-19, Galesburg by four, first basket of the game for the senior Anthony Martin. Williams lost a dribble on the baseline, then diving for it, Centennial's Martin knocks it out of Williams' hands out of bounds in front of the Streaks bench.
Big round of applause from his own bench on that one for diving.
He deserved it.
After a loose ball.
Williams in front of his own bench, looking. Meeker comes up free, up top of the circle, dribbles left, hands off to Ross. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Galesburg with the ball and a four-point lead. Gibson double team, gets it into Thompson. He was open more than he thought. Steps to the basket, gets his first shot of the game.
Well, he turned around, he was surprised.
Yeah.
There's only one man in the neighborhood, so he just took it right to the basket. Like to see Eric doing that.
Six-point lead for the Streaks, under 5 minutes to go. Bad pass behind Martin, couldn't reverse direction in time to chase it down. Eighth turnover on Centennial. Streaks by six.
Chance to really establish control of this ball game right now for the Silver Streaks, with Centennial having all sorts of trouble on the offensive end.
This match is the biggest lead for either team here. Meeker on the left side. Wide open, Williams.
He hits
a three.
Yes. Three straight shots.
Building it open now, 28-19. Their biggest lead now at nine, under 4.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Skip pass up top. Howard will fire the three to answer. That one's off the mark. And Meeker with his third rebound for the Silver Streaks. Terry and Howard 0-for-5 in this game for Centennial. Gibson drives and Howard strips him on the opposite end. 10th turnover on the Streaks. Quickly back the other direction. Finke misses a shot right under the basket. Been a tough night for the freshman after a big offensive night last night in the loss to Peoria. Into the corner, Williams. He'll drive baseline, past his man. Reverse layup is good.
Loves to use that backboard as a shield, go up and under, and the Streaks force a Centennial timeout.
30-19, Galesburg by 11, a 30-second timeout for Coach Tim Lavin. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Champaign tonight, and a 2013 Nissan Altima, putting a few more miles on it. It's part of the pre-owned certified fleet at Nissan. What did I hear Jeff Klink saying today? They got about 180 cars to choose from on the lot right now. So
yeah, maybe 178, because I'm actually driving a Nissan Altima too that I took to the girls' game. I've got the Java 2013, and it's like the one we had that you have tonight as well, with the tinted windows. This thing's got everything: sunroof, the heated seats, a Bose stereo system.
I noticed that in this one too.
So it made that 2.5 hour drive a little bit more comfortable coming down with the great music and
Bing Crosby never sounded so good.
That's right. So thanks, especially this weekend when we got people going every which way, Galesburg Nissan for our transportation.
All right, Galesburg has opened the second half on an 11-2 run to take an 11-point lead at 30-19. Coming out of the Centennial timeout, here's Nick Finke with it on the outside, guarded by Eric Thompson. Passes it away right side to Ramian Starks back into the game. Up top it goes to Anthony Martin, driving in with a right hand. Kyrie Sagal found an opening in the lane and got it up and in with the left hand. 30-21, Gelsberg by 9. Streaks want to keep this moving in the right direction, under 3.5 to go third quarter. Gibson left side to Williams. Up top it goes. Meeker with an open three. That one rolls off. Rebound batted around. Williams finds it. Leaves it off for Thompson, up and in.
Heady play by Joe. Quick to the ball and then realizing in a split second that Eric Thompson to his right was open. Dropped it to him. Eric finishes. Good play by Joe Williams.
Yeah, Joe really probably could have taken it to the basket, but the extra pass really paid off. Down low, Nick Finke gets position, blocked by Eric Thompson, and Eric comes up with a rebound. Into the front court comes Ethan Meeker. Down the lane, pulls up, right corner, Gibson for three. That one's short, rebound, and Thompson gets called for hooking Nick Finke from the backside, and that'll be his second foul. Streaks could have opened up a 14-point lead there instead. Centennial with a chance to cut it back down under double digits.
Well, Grant's had a couple of real clean looks here in this third quarter. He missed that one badly. He's just a little bit out of sorts right now, and this weekend has not been a good offensive weekend for Grant.
He's 0 for 5 from three-point range, does have 7 points tonight. Silver Streaks still lead by 11. That was the second foul of the game on Eric Thompson. We got 2:45 to go third quarter. Anthony Martin on the right side, guarded by Meeker in a man-to-man defense. Up top it goes to Kyrie Sago. Devin Ross backs off a little bit. Pass goes left side to Nick Finke. Down low quickly. And a missed shot. Rebound put back. Two misses for Martin. Another opportunity by Sago under the basket. They still get another hand on. On the opposite side, it's Martin who finally gets it in.
Cannot believe how many shots they've missed around the basket tonight. And I'm sure Mike Reynolds can't believe we let him shoot it four times there.
Down to a 9-point Gelsberg lead, 32-23. Here's Joe driving in from the right side. Gets fouled, and the shot just won't fall down. He gets 2 free throws.
Boy, he got that off the glass, and it went off the left side of the rim, rolled around the front, and fell off the right side. So about as close as you can get for Joe.
First foul of the game on Nick Finke. Again, the older of the two brothers at 6'7", a junior. Joe to the free throw line, swishes it. So not many free throws shot tonight by either team. That's the first free throw attempt for both teams here in the second half, and there were only a total of 5 shot in the first half. Williams with 6 in the quarter. He's in double figures with 11. Joe making a case to be Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game if things continue to go this direction the way he's played here in the third quarter. 11-point lead for the Streaks after 2 made free throws. J.J. Range back on the floor with Shaw, Gibson, Williams, and Ross for the Streaks. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Down low, right baseline, Starks in the lane, leans into Shaw, gets a shot up and strong off the glass and in.
Well, he just abused his way in there. Shaw came away holding his face. He got slapped, I think, on the way up.
And then Williams up the far sideline, gets bumped, gets all the way inside the free throw line, shoots and misses. Shaw has the rebound stripped away from him, and they're going to call a foul on Starks taking it away from him.
Yeah, good job.
Kevonte slow to get up off the deck.
Shaw to get up in there, and, yeah, he's holding the side of his face. This game's picked up a little bit here in the last couple of minutes. It's a little more the fervor that we expected to see all night long, and I think maybe Centennial getting a little desperate and realizing they're going to have to play a little harder.
Pass down low to Gibson, gets bumped, saves it into the corner. Williams for 3 off the back of the rim, and the rebound under the basket to Quinn Nottingham, his third board of the game. That would have been a big shot if the Streaks had been able to knock that one down. Still lead by 9. At the free throw line, spinning, Nottingham still with the dribble, cut off by J.J. Range, pulls it back out with a minute 20 to go third quarter. On the give and go, gets it right back. J.J. fouls him from the backside as he lost Nottingham, cutting to the basket, a chance at a three-point play.
Yeah, when you chase your man down the lane, the only worst thing is to commit a foul on top of it. J.J. should have just let him have it. It's hard to do, but you got to realize, man, I'm toast on this one. Don't give him an extra point they don't need.
First foul of the game on J.J. Range to the free throw line is Nottingham, and he rattles it through. His first points of the second half, he has 14 to lead the Chargers. It's a 6-point Gelsberg lead at 34-28. Streaks break the press. Into the front court, Shaw. Man flops. Cavante gets the shot up and in, and it rolls off. And Ramion Starks rebounds the quick shot and the miss at the other end. Glad they didn't call the charge foul there.
Chance to establish control in this game. We've missed 4 straight from the field now as Centennial climbs her way back in.
Fake on the outside. Nottingham drives, dishes it back out to Finke. He can't knock down the three-pointer. On the weak side, it's J.J. with the rebound, his second of the night. 6-point lead. Streaks want to slow it down here a little bit in the half court with 43 seconds to go at the end of the third quarter. Illinois taking a 5-point lead over Oregon. Joe steps inside the arc, hits an 18-footer. He's got 9 in the quarter now. Silver Streaks by 8, 36-28, 30 seconds to go third quarter.
Yeah, it might be the crunch time quarter of the game because it's been It's been the Joe show here in this third quarter for sure.
Nottingham on the dribble out high. JJ's creeping up closer, trying to force the official to start the count. Nottingham dribbles right, leaves it off for Howard, who dribbles left back along the midcourt line. 13 seconds to go. 36-28 Galesburg as we wind down quarter number three. Howard on the dribble. Williams backs off, 6 seconds to go. Right side, Howard lost the handle on it. Gibson gets a hand on it, into the right corner for three to Tim Finke. They were that close to a turnover, and instead they cut the lead to five at the end of three. On the first three-pointer of the night for Tim Finke. 36-31 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It just seems a little long.
Well, I want people to know all we do. So you're changing the name to Neil Thomas Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Kitchen, Bath Remodeling, Sewer Repair, Sewer Cleaning, Water Treatment, and...
Okay, I get your point.
We don't even have trucks long enough for a name like that.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating does even more than their name suggests. By complete kitchen and bath remodels, meaning they're your one point of contact. You don't have to call a drywall guy, toilet rep, tile layer, and electrician. Just call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg.
Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Outside shooting hasn't been great for either team here tonight. Silver Streaks, one of their strengths is the ability to knock down the three-pointer. They haven't done it much here tonight. Despite that, they outscore Champaign Centennial by three in the third quarter and lead by five heading into the final quarter at 36-31, despite the first three-pointer of the night by Tim Finke right before the third quarter buzzer. And the Chargers have the ball to begin the fourth quarter. So what better momentum shift possibly for them to hit the shot at the end of the third and open up the fourth on offense. Kyrie Sago with the dribble out high. Gets it over to Tim Finke, the freshman, swinging around left into the corner to Howard. On the outside, nice save by Nottingham with a pass behind him. He's able to get a hand on it before Range can steal it away. Bounces it over to Starks just inside the wing, trying to lose Thompson on the outside. Eric stays up with him, forces the pass back out to Howard. He can't shake Joe Williams, so he'll give it up to Tim Finke on the outside. Tries to get it in to Starks, poked away by Thompson. Starks still with it now on the left side. Now nearly knocked out of bounds as Gibson gets a handle on it, trying to get it away from the freshman Finke, and it stays with Champaign Centennial.
Team's dead even in rebounds, within one percentage point of being the same in shooting the ball, and the turnover is only a two differential. So this thing about as even as it could be heading into the final 8 minutes here.
A reach foul on JJ as Quinn Nottingham tries to drive down the left side of the lane. That's the second foul on JJ. Two of the three team fouls on the Silver Streaks here in the second half.
See if teams become even more aggressive. Both teams with only three fouls, a lot to give. You don't want to start putting the other team at the line, especially in a low scoring game like this. That can be the difference.
Champaign Centennial has shot only three free throws here tonight. Galesburg has shot only seven. Inlet pass to Starks, trying to find an opening away from Eric Thompson. Now drives into the right side of the lane, forces up the shot, gets called for traveling. That's the ninth turnover, Jim?
Yep.
First of the fourth quarter and 10 on the Silver Streaks, is that right, for the game? They only had one that third quarter as well, right?
Right, yeah, that third quarter was played pretty cleanly from a ball handling standpoint, even though both teams were using some pressure. And as we say that, the Streaks throw it away. Joe Williams puts one too high for J.J. Range out near half court along the sideline.
You said the rebounds were even?
Mike Reynolds comes away just with a grimace on his face, looking away like, oh, we just gave away a possession there.
Driving down the lane on the hesitation, Howard tries to leave it off, and it's kicked back to him in the lane, so he picks it up and in with the right hand. And just like that, Centennial is down by three now at 36-33. Lead pass to Gibson, two on one, fakes a pass, drives with the right hand, shot rolls off the rim, rebound put back Thompson, that won't go, fights off three Centennial defenders for the rebound. We're going to have a reach-in called, I think, on Ramion Starks, and if so, that's his fourth. Boy, Streaks had two shots that were just right there and would not go down.
Yeah, these officials have let them play tonight. A lot of things they wanted to get picky on, they could have called, but they've been pretty consistent on both sides and making it be a pretty obvious foul to make a call.
Foul instead on Quinn Nottingham is his second. I got Eric Thompson with nine rebounds in this game. Thompson or Williams on the outside fake, steps inside the lane, pivots all over the place, passes it away to Gibson, and Nottingham Hacks him on the arm as Grant drives past him. So two quick ones on Nottingham. He's got three. And, wow, they're going to say Grant was in the act of shooting that, huh? I mean, he was moving on the floor. I didn't really feel like he was necessarily in the act of shooting.
And he's moving towards the basket, I think, too, which came into play.
Certainly helps. Gibson makes the first free throw.
But it's funny because Joe hopped in the lane, and he already faked out the Charger defender, and he turns and he's just faking out air there at some point. He could have shot it, and he finally gave it to Grant.
Gibson makes both free throws. He's got four on the half, nine for the game. Back to a five-point Galesburg lead, 38-33. We played a minute 45 of the fourth quarter. Long way to go yet. Illini leading Oregon 60-58. Not far away from here. Bounce pass cutting through the lane. Nice give and go, and then they couldn't finish off the shot with Kyrie Sago, and Eric Thompson gets his 10th rebound in the game. Driving in from the right side. Contact as Gibson goes to the basket. Finke with the block and comes up with the rebound. Opposite end, Nottingham out of control, but he gets the shot up and in with a left hand. Back to a three-point lead at 38-35. Back quickly comes Meeker in a blocking foul as Ethan attacked the basket, and he's going to get two free throws. On the first foul of the game on Kyrie Sago.
That one might even be a little bit of a makeup call for the no call the last time down. I'm not sure there was as much contact there as there was on the one that Gibson took up.
Streak's coaching staff was pretty upset, and I can't say that I blame him, as there was no foul called with Gibson going to the basket. First free throw by Ethan is perfect. His first point of the second half, he has nine for the game. Streak's hanging in there, up four. Led by as many as nine here in the third quarter. That was the biggest lead for either team in this game. Centennial got a big three-pointer at the end of the third quarter. And a second free throw just won't drop down. Tim Finke with the rebound. Four-point Galesburg lead, 39-35, 5:35 to go fourth quarter. Dribbling out high, Terrion Howard. Then lost it behind him, chased down by Joe. And they're going to call Howard for holding Joe Williams going after the ball. Howard was on the floor. Williams was on his feet. And I think that's what enabled the Streaks to get away after that forced, I guess you call it a forced turnover.
Yeah, you got to give Joe a lot of credit in a lot of ways here tonight, because his defense, Terrion Howard's a guy that can score, but he just can't do anything against Joe.
He's got only one basket, and that was the little flip that he found in garbage time right underneath the basket. The ball just sort of came to him, and he flipped it up with the left hand. That was his only basket of the night. Five-point Galesburg lead. Williams makes the first one and the second one. Two in the quarter. 11 and a half and 16 for the game for Joe Williams. Streaks lead by 6, 41-35.
They have three more field goals than we do in this game, but we're winning it at the free throw line.
Driving down the lane, Nottingham with the left hand, and somehow he misses the layup. There was a little bit of contest there. Here's Williams driving at the other end. Ross in transition, moving toward the basket. That was a tough shot, but he knocked it down. Streaks by 8.
9 out of 10 guys are going to kiss that off the glass because they're moving toward the basket. You can't pull it back enough, but Devin has that ability, and now a turnover on the other end, and the Streaks will get it back up 8.
Bad pass, trying to find Kyrie Sago, cutting in from the left side. They just bounced it right behind him. 5 minutes to go in the game. Silver Streaks with that 8-point lead. Centennial puts on the full court press. Streaks throw over the top of it, and Meeker brings it in up the far sideline. Now back to Devin Ross between the circles. See how well the Streaks can protect the lead here tonight after losing the big one to Moline last night, even though they won it in overtime. Williams pulls up at the free throw line and swishes it.
He's feeling it. That's a big-time move there.
And that's now a 10-point Galesburg lead at 45-35 with 4:35 to go in the game. Howard across midcourt. Williams stays with him. Passes it right side over to Nottingham. Bounce pass in the lane. Finke back out to Howard for three from the wing. Off the mark. Rebound Devin Ross as it was deflected to him. Quickly come the Streaks into the front court. Williams. And
timeout.
We've got a whistle. Mike Reynolds called timeout. Joe bringing it into the front court with a big slide step on the left wing. Was ready to attack the baseline. And Mike Reynolds called it off instead. He's got a smile on his face. I don't know if he's upset with himself for calling when the Streaks may have had numbers there.
Well, I wonder if maybe with 4:17 to go, he's not saying, all right, guys. Now,
true.
What did we learn last night?
Because he told us in the pregame there wasn't a whole lot of time to teach about that because you got to turn around and get ready for the game. So you're right. That might be part of what this is.
Yeah, that opportunity, things are going our way, and if we play smart down the stretch here, we'll win a big game on the road.
And maybe that's what he saw there with Joe ready to attack the basket and saying, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let's call the timeout now because we don't want to take too quick of a shot. That's what allowed Moline to come back last night.
Well, and we got ourselves in the bonus here too.
Yep.
And they're quite a ways away from it, so we need to use that to our advantage. So don't want to take away our energy, but still.
On the inbound, they find a wide-open Williams from the corner. He misses the three, so there's a quick shot anyway. Yep. Sago with a rebound, outlet to the other end, and losing it. And then Williams falling out of bounds, got it back from Howard, tried to throw it off him, but he ends up throwing it onto the baseline, and Chargers hang on to it.
Yeah, so after all our diatribe there, we throw it in, and within a second and a half, we fire up a three from the corner. Okay.
4:10 to go, fourth quarter. 10-point Galesburg lead on the inbound to Anthony Martin. Back out to Quinn Nottingham. Now it goes into Tim Finke, the freshman spinning over Grant Gibson up and in with a right hand. That was a pretty little move.
It was. Gibson made it tough on him, but yep. Finke just used his height that time to drop it in.
Full court pressure. Pass from Williams to Meeker at the opposite free throw line into the front court to Eric Thompson, who waits for Devin Ross to come across midcourt. Scoops it to him. 3:45 to go in the game. Streaks by eight. Ross with the dribble to the wing. Slips a little bit. Keeps his footing. Passes it back out to Grant Gibson near half court. Gibson guarded by Martin. Here comes the trap. He dribbles away from it. Now back behind into Meeker. Streaks want to make Centennial chase here a little bit. And they keep getting it back out toward half court. This time it's Meeker with it. Drives to the top of the arc. Now all the way down the lane. Too strong with the left hand. Nick Finke with a rebound. Pretty good move by Ethan. Yep. Just couldn't finish it off. Nottingham into the front court. Fires up a quick one-hander. Missed it. Rebound under the basket to Kyrie Sago. He's had some quick ones. And now a three-pointer from the corner by Sago. And now Thompson chases down the rebound held from the backside by Finke. That'll be the second one on the junior. And Eric Thompson, 12 rebounds in this game for a career high in that category.
Yeah, well, you know, these are the games where we're playing some of the taller teams especially. We need Eric to come up big, and he has on the boards here tonight. Added a few points and a chance to get one or two more here with the bonus coming. 3:10 to go, and the streak's up eight.
45-37 the score. Thompson 4-for-9 from the free throw line this season. First one up and off the back of the rim. And a one in bonus he does not earn. Sago with his fifth rebound, and Centennial hanging in there down eight with the ball here. Into the front court, Sago trying to find a man on the outside. He gets it into Finke on the right side. Out to brother Nick from three, left side. Air balls it on the opposite side. Weak side rebound. Martin gives it off to Nick Finke, cutting in and finishes it off with a two-pointer that time. Down to a six-point lead at 45-39 and creating some havoc, chasing the ball down into the bleachers. Sago nearly forced the turnover. Streaks hang on to it with 2:44 to go, up by six. Still some pressure in the backcourt. Gibson with it at the opposite free throw line. Meeker into the front court to Devin Ross. Trapped. Ball poked into the backcourt. Stolen away by Martin. Lays it up at the opposite end. It's a four-point lead.
Now we turned our back that time, and when you turn your back, that happens frequently.
Timeout on the floor by Champaign Centennial. Nope, I take it back. That was called by the Streaks. With 2:31 to go in the game, let's take a timeout as well. 45-41 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Win presents from jewelry to an LED TV this holiday season in WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present Contest. Listen out for the cue to call and play. Details at WGIL.com.
See that one? Streaks being tested here. Another lead. Starting to disappear. It was a 10-point lead just moments ago at 45-35. Champaign Centennial has scored six straight to cut it to 45-41. And the full court press by the Chargers stays on with 2:31 to go in the game. Ross, Meeker, Gibson, Williams, and Shaw for the Silver Streaks. Ross runs the baseline, gets it into Shaw. Still short of the free throw line, now into the front court. A two on nothing, Meeker all the way. Good lead pass by Grant Gibson, and the uncontested layup for Ethan Meeker. They drew that up well coming out of the timeout. Back to a six-point lead, 2:16 to go. In the fourth quarter, up top Nottingham, who leads Centennial with 16 tonight. To the left-hand dribble, moving left, now crosses over to the right, back to the top of the arc. Ross guarding him. Nottingham still on the dribble, trying to find something. Just no movement in this half-court set right now. He wants to give it to somebody. Now he gets it away to Martin on the right side. Gets it over to Sago. Now to the outside, Tim Finke. Long three. Missed it. Rebound deflected out. And Kevontae Shaw gets the rebound and gets slammed into by Sago. And we'll walk at the other end on the ninth Centennial team foul. A 1-1 coming for Kevontae Shaw.
Well, this weekend I've been impressed with the coaching in both games from both teams. Both last night and tonight, each team have come out of a timeout at least once and ran a perfect offensive set and scored. I'm sure the coach is thinking, man, if I could just call a timeout before every possession.
Shaw, 10 of 11 from the free throw line last night, misses the front end of the 1-1. So the Streaks have missed two straight 1-1 opportunities. 6-point lead, down low, and a foul after the miss by Nick Finke. And he's going to go to the line shooting two with a minute 40 to go in the game. Are you surprised by how much the 6'7 and 6'5 brothers have shot three-pointers tonight? I'm not saying it's not part of the game, but when you've got, I mean, granted, the Streaks have Eric Thompson who can contest that down low, but those two guys have got a size advantage. I would think they'd be pounding it in more than they have tonight.
Well, and I think with the 6'5, it doesn't surprise me because being a freshman, I don't know whether he's got quite the, you know, maybe the polish and the moxie.
Or the strength necessarily.
Yeah. But yeah, your 6'7 junior, I would think you would want in there more. But again, you know, Eric Thompson has held his own in there, and Gibson and those guys have not made it easy.
Nick Finke makes both free throws. It's back to a 4-point Galesburg lead, trying to put a body on Ethan Meeker on the outside. Now Shaw gets trapped and trips it back out, and it's stolen away by Kyrie Sago, and Grant Gibson just has to foul him going to the basket to prevent the uncontested layup.
A little surprised. I didn't think I'd see the Streaks collapse from a ball handling standpoint the way they have a number of possessions here in the fourth quarter. Still clinging to the lead, but it keeps dwindling here after some bad passes.
And because of where Gibson fouled, it's only the fifth team foul, so it forces Centennial to inbound it. So a really smart foul. On the inbound, it goes to Martin. Got a step inside Meeker. He leaves it off for Nick Finke in position in the lane. Now they are going to the inside, and it's down to a 2-point lead. And a lob on the inbound, a soft pass, but Shaw does get to it from Devin Ross. Now skips it across to Joe Williams. Gibson back out to Joe with a minute 10 to go. 2-point Galesburg lead. Shaw down the lane, gets held. That's got to be it is. An intentional foul as he gets held for called for the hold, which means
that's
Shaw
huge.
Will get two free free throws and the Streaks will get the ball back. And he just reached out and grabbed him with both hands. So Shaw, as we said, after going 10 for 11 from the line last night, missing the front end of the 1-1. He gets two here, but he's all by himself shooting the free throw.
What a big possession this could be, even if we just get 1 point out of this and the ball back as he makes the first free throw. Yeah.
2 points from the free throw line, and then a basket would be even better.
Yeah.
It's like, still a one-possession game at 48-45. Second one up and in.
Boy, nothing but net. Clutch free throws there by Kevontae Shaw.
Makes it a two-possession game at 49-45 with a minute 10 to go. Still a long ways. And again, the Streaks do get the ball back after the grabbing foul, the intentional, called. Devin Ross to pull the trigger from the left of his own basket. Gets it into Meeker, who dribbles out away from the arc and gives off to Joe Williams at half-court line. Now over to Meeker. Left side Gibson. Streaks really whipping the ball around, trying to make Centennial chase. Now to the left front corner, Meeker. Onto the left wing, Grant Gibson. There's the foul called on Nick Finke. Gets a hand on him, under a minute to go, 58 seconds to play. Silver Streaks with a 4-point lead. Gibson at the line shooting two here as they are in the double bonus the rest of the way. By the way, Nottingham was the player who grabbed the last time down. He never did indicate. That is his fourth foul. He's the leading scorer tonight for the Chargers. And Gibson calmly makes the first free throw. He's 4-for-4 from the line tonight. 3-for-3 in this quarter. That's all of his points in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. And he's in double figures with 10. And he misses the second. 5-point Galesburg lead. Tim Finke with the rebound for Centennial. 50 seconds to play. Dribbling left. Down the lane. Nottingham draws contact. Foul on the floor, though, against Kevontae Shaw. Now they are going to say count the basket.
He waved it off initially.
He sure did. Now he does count the basket, so that makes it a 3-point game with free throws coming. Third foul of the game on Kevontae. And that gives Nottingham 18 for the game, and he could make it a 2-point game here again with a free throw. 49 seconds to play. It's perfect. One of the best free throw shooters on the team. 50-48. Ross will run the baseline. On the inbound to Meeker. Drives it across midcourt. Takes it all the way. Dumps it off to Shaw, and he gets fouled going to the basket. That stops the clock with just under 45 seconds to play as the Streaks attacked the basket after breaking the press. And that'll be the fourth team foul, or fourth personal foul now on Nick Finke. And it does put Kamonte Shaw right back at the line where he just made two beautiful-looking free throws not long ago. Two-point Galesburg lead. Shaw with the first one, rattles it through.
And I think you see Champagne going to the basket harder because Eric Thompson has been out, I assume because he's not a very good free throw shooter.
Right.
And, you know, he's the guy that can do a little stoppage inside there on defense, but without him in there, Centennial just going right at the basket.
Second one by Shaw on the way and perfect. So he's made four straight after missing the front end of a 1-1, makes it back to a two-possession game at 52-48 with 40 seconds to go. Across midcourt, Nottingham down the lane, dishes it in the left corner, balancing act by Sago to prevent himself from falling out along the end line, and it does prevent the shot, so they have to get it back out and a foul away from the ball. I think they're going to call Joe Williams on that one. He and Gibson were double-teaming Finke on the outside. That's the sixth team foul on Galesburg. It forced the Centennial to inbound with 30 seconds to go. I take it back. That's the seventh team foul now. Only the first of the game on Joe, but it puts Martin at the line for a 1-1.
That's interesting. They let so many things go through three and a half quarters of this game.
Anthony Martin at the free throw line, only 4 for 7 this season. So he hasn't been there a whole lot. And now the officials are conferring. They want to make sure they got the right guy at the free throw line. Is that what this is all about? Or they want to make sure that the foul was indicated on the right guy. That was pretty clearly called on Joe. So Martin goes to the free throw line, 4 for 7 on the season. First one up and in, and he calmly admits the front end of the 1-1. He's got 3 in the quarter, 7 for the game. That makes it a one-possession game again at 52-49 with a second one coming.
What's so odd about this, even when Champagne makes a basket, there's like 5 people in the stands that even clap over there. It's just a really lifeless crowd.
30 seconds to go. Centennial calls a timeout after Anthony Martin makes both free throws, makes it a 52-50 game, 29.8 showing on the fourth quarter clock.
Well, you can't say it's been an easy weekend.
No.
Anything less than dramatic. Overtime win at Wharton Fieldhouse last night. And who knows, we may be here longer than four quarters tonight. Just a two-point game.
Was 10 with just a little over halfway to play through the fourth quarter at 45-35. Streaks have just been clinging to this lead. Oregon has now opened a 6-point lead over the Illini with a minute 11 to go there. 30 seconds to play here. Coach Mike Reynolds saying, you know, we're playing good teams, but we feel we're pretty darn good too. Streaks have to show some leadership and some composure here with a 2-point lead and the ball. 30 seconds to go in the full court press on by the Chargers. Ross on the baseline gets it in to Shaw. Double team, now up top over to Joe Williams. Streaks drive with a 3-on-1, leaves it off for Gibson, who gets fouled pretty hard under the basket, and Joe will get 2 free throws. Had he passed that just a half a second sooner, I think Grant gets an uncontested layup. But because he took the extra step on the dribble, I think that allowed Centennial to collapse on top of Grant and draw the foul and prevent the basket more than anything, so Grant's got to earn it from the line. Tim Lavin calls timeout for Centennial. This will be a full timeout.
Well,
would you agree? Just a little too late on the pass?
Yeah, but at least we got it done, and I like the fact that we're attacking. I don't know the way this has gone. We don't have a ton of turnovers. I've got us for 13.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
But I'm not sure we're real confident with trying to work the last 20 seconds off the clock. It seems like we're at our best when we're attacking. And I'm glad we went ahead and took it to the basket, whether it was Joe or Grant or what have you. And we've gotten to this point by killing them on free throws. Let's go ahead and finish the game beating them at the free throw line because we're not going to get more field goals.
No. Joe had his choice, too, because as he's coming down the middle of the lane, he's got Grant from the left and Ethan from the right. They're both moving toward the basket. So he had his choice either way he wanted to go. Gibson will shoot 2 free throws here with 23.2 seconds and a 2-point Galesburg lead at 52-50.
Yeah, they've got us field goals now 21-16 in favor of Centennial.
Foul, by the way, on Tim Finke was his third. Nottingham and Nick Finke both on the floor with 4. 4 fouls on Kevonte Shaw for Galesburg, the only player in danger there. Gibson calmly makes the first one. 4 points in the quarter, all from the free throw line. Still a one-possession game with a 3-point lead. Gibson's second one up and in.
Well, and even our fans with polite applause, I think they're afraid of breaking the silence here.
Down to 20 seconds to go, 4-point Galesburg lead. Centennial needs to attack. Nottingham,
oh, really?
All the way from the top of the arc, down the left side of the lane, leaning in on J.J. Range, defending him all the way, and they call J.J. for the blocking foul. I don't know what else J.J. could have done.
I don't either. It's just very peculiar. If you're going to call a game one way, to completely change the way you're calling it in the last 2 minutes and have a free throw parade.
He gets a pat on the shoulder from Mike Reynolds as J.J. goes to the bench. Mike saying to J.J., and, you know, take it off. Nothing else you could have done there.
Yep. Well, at least we've been able to maintain the lead through all
right.
this thing.
Yep. So. Nottingham makes the first. He's got 6 in the quarter and 20 for the game. Second one is good as well. That makes it a 2-point game again at 54-52 with 16 seconds to go in the game. Ross runs the baseline, needs to get it in, and a whistle. They're going to call a hold away from the ball, so no time goes off the clock, and we'll walk at the other end. Streaks will shoot 2 free throws, but 15.7 seconds to play in the game. And fouling out of the game is Quinn Nottingham, their leading scorer tonight. And the guy who's perfect from the free throw line, we mentioned earlier, is one of the best free throw shooters, certainly on the team and really in the whole area down here. He fouls out with 21. And the Chargers use their 4th timeout, so both teams have 1 timeout remaining. A full timeout with 15.7 seconds to play.
Look over at the far wall and see all those banners. Different teams, ones we're familiar with. Peoria High, Peoria Notre Dame, Richwoods. All in this conference now, plus the Bloomington schools in there. Danville also in the mix. Covers a pretty good area in central and eastern Illinois now.
Speaking of the Peoria schools, did you read anything about that Manuel Champaign Central game last night?
I did some, yeah.
That sounded like it was a very moving tribute, of course.
Yes.
Wayne McLean was the head coach at Champaign Central when he died unexpectedly of cancer. His son Sergio is now taking over the program, and having played Manuel for the first time in the conference
right.
last night, they did a big tribute to Wayne McLean. And of course, leading Manuel to 3 straight state championships back in the 90s. And like Sergio was pretty moved. It was a neat story to read about what they did there last night.
And, of course, Derek Booth, the head coach of Manuel, a longtime player there as well from McLean and the Booth family. Of course, his brother David, great career there. So it was a all-in-the-family thing with Manuel. And good to see them get that win.
Meeker misses the first free throw coming out of the Champaign Centennial timeout. So it's still a 2-point game with 15.7 seconds to go. Second one up and in and out. Rebound Tim Finke for Centennial. The Chargers down 2 with the ball. And Joe Williams in the backcourt. What do they call that? They called an illegal screen on Anthony Martin as Howard was bringing it into the front court. Williams was guarding him. And coming over to set the illegal screen was Anthony Martin. A player control foul, an offensive foul, a turnover, and a bad time for that one for the Chargers. Streaks left inbounded at half court, protecting now that 2-point lead with 10 seconds to go.
And a gutsy call, but it was right out in the middle. Tim Lavin really didn't argue about it too much over there for Centennial. Mike Reynolds was going crazy trying to make sure we got that call.
Ross will inbound, slaps the ball just to the left of the scoring table, throws it up top over to Grant Gibson. Right as Mike Reynolds calls timeout, he was afraid of the 5-second call.
Well, this is just a grind to get to the end of this one. 10 more seconds to tick off there, and hopefully we can keep on the high side of this. Ethan Meeker, who rarely misses 2 free throws in a row, rimmed 2 of them out.
He's missed his last 3 now. He's 1-for-4 in the game. Came in at 76% on the season.
You had visions of Centennial going down and dropping in a 3 to beat us, but they never got it past half court, and so we're trying to take advantage of this. I would guess you'll probably see them foul pretty quickly once we get it inbounds here.
Probably foul Meeker again, I would think. That's who they targeted before any time ran off the clock on the inbound the last time down. Oregon does go ahead and defeat the Illini 77-70. Silver Streaks trying to keep the perfect record going in the varsity basketball program after the Galesburg girls won earlier today here on WGIL up at Geneseo by 27, 57-30. Silver Streaks with the ball and a 2-point lead, 54-52, 10 seconds to go here. Ross on the inbound, and there's the foul away from the ball. The hold called on Kyrie Segu as he holds Joe Williams. And Joe quickly gets to the free throw line. He is anxious to shoot these. 4 for 4 from the line tonight. 13 in the half, 18 for the game for Joe Williams. Spins it in his hand, first free throw up, and the senior rattles it through. Hits the front of the rim, kissed off the backboard, and dropped through. 3-point Galesburg lead. Trying to make it a two-possession game here again, 55-52. Second one up and in. Big free throws. Did Joe just ice the crunch time player of the game? We'll know in 6 seconds maybe. A quick three, left side Finke. The freshman misses. Weak side rebound by his brother Nick. That follow won't go. Rebound on the floor. That's the end of the game. Silver Streaks prevail, 56-52. They're 8-0 on the season and two big road victories this weekend. Post-game shows coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
You can rub in your shoes and not realize it, step on things and not realize it. Just a little blister in a diabetic can be slow to heal and break down. They can get the care that they need at the wound clinic.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
I taught school in Knox County for over 66 years. I was the first principal of Heading School in Abingdon, and I started in a country school east of London Mills called Slough Island.
After a lifetime of communicating, Stanford Shover had enough personal insight to know he needed companionship, so he decided to give Gordon Barron Senior Center a try.
I've been going Monday and Friday. I believe it's been almost a year now. The interaction with people is the main thing. It will fit into anyone's schedule if they only want to go one day, or maybe they really need more activity. When you get my age, some mornings you get up, you just want to sit and not do anything. But this, I know when Mondays and Fridays come, someone's going to be at that door at 9 o'clock. And when, no matter how I feel, I get in the van, and before I know it, I'm back to myself again.
Even if you live out of town, they may be able to provide transportation.
I'm Connie Crow with Gordon Barron Senior Center. Call me with questions at 344-2520 or go to galesburg.info, keyword seniors.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with areas of drizzle and fog tonight, a low of 42. Tomorrow, cloudy with patchy drizzle and fog in the morning, a high of 55. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of rain after midnight, a low of 45. Rain likely Monday with a high of 52. Monday night, colder with rain likely in the evening, becoming less likely after midnight. Overnight low dropping down around 35. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 42 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
What a weekend for the Galesburg basketball program. A big win for the girls today, and for the boys, two big wins on the road. For the first time, the Streaks hit the road this season. They went at Moline in overtime last night, and they win a nail-biter down the stretch here tonight, 56-52. So impressed by the Streaks' composure here tonight in the fourth quarter, Jim, especially after losing that 19-point lead in the fourth quarter last night. I'm not going to say that they win it tonight because of what happened last night. I think they definitely learned a lot from that game last night to hold on and to look so composed in doing it here tonight.
Yeah, it's good to get tested twice in the weekend and really in close ball games. And then, you know, coming into this weekend, I thought, hey, if we win one game, and I really wanted the Friday night one more,
well, sure.
I would have been happy with that. I did not envision getting the sweep. Again, if we see this team later in the season, which we'd love to because they'd be way down the tournament.
Yes, they would.
They'll be a stronger team because Stephen Lee, one of their big forces, is not in the lineup tonight. But that's not to say we couldn't have won that game, and everything, you know, changes the complexion depending on who is or isn't there. So right. Mike Reynolds is already out, and I think he's just about ready to talk to us.
I think he's ready to get on the bus, too, because he's back in his casual clothes to get on that bus ride home. So why don't we go ahead and talk to the head coach now and see if we can't get him out of here pretty quickly. Streaks win it tonight, 56-52. Big win over Champaign Centennial. The coach joins us now. Let's get his thoughts. Yeah, Jim, go ahead.
Well, you're a whole lot more successful than George Raveling right now. Congratulations on winning a pair this weekend and another close one tonight that wasn't maybe what we thought it would be as far as the flow, but a win's a win.
So we gutted it out. I mean, we gutted it out and gutted it out. I mean, there was lots of times we could have given in. We didn't have our A game in the first half, for sure. Either did they. I mean, we're both running in cement. And that's the difference between us this year and last year and the year before is we found a way again to make enough plays, and we did that. It was nice to see.
How much do you think the way last night's game went in the fourth quarter? Because I thought we were so composed tonight in terms of places where we could have struggled, places where we could have, well, I mean, we saw what happened last night, and then to turn around and play like we did in the fourth quarter, they came at us really hard, and we really hung in there. How much did last night's game play into this one?
I think a lot. You know, we play good teams. See you guys. I'll be in touch. My fan club's leaving here.
Both of them.
Yeah, two of them, that's for sure. And we only have to buy about $25,000 worth of Nike gear from him to say hi. I thought last night it's a preparation. You know, I got a text from my high school coach earlier today, Coach Olson, who helped us in the summer and did some stuff with us, and he said, you just got to put last night in the mental toolbox. You know, and I thought we took longer possessions, and we had a 10-11 point lead in the third quarter. I knew that wouldn't last. You know, I think he hit that big three at the buzzer of the third. That set us back on our heels a little bit, and we just kept attacking. We certainly looked tired. You know, Grant didn't have his A game, and Joe shook it loose. Grant made those free throws. Meeker missed two free throws that he'd sure like to have back. But, you know, I thought when you play hard, we went through that screen. That was a pretty obvious illegal screen. And he grabbed Joe out of bounds, and game was over.
As you went down the final minutes of this game, do you ever question yourself as you try and play this chess match out? Because, you know, part of me was thinking, okay, last night we just didn't value our possessions, I don't think, very well in the fourth quarter. And then tonight, we pull it out a little bit. Then we throw it away a couple of times. Is there a part of you that says, all right, just let it hang loose and forget about it?
Well, yeah, some, but I knew we were dead. We had no gas left to just keep running and gunning. I wish we would have, you know, Joe, I thought, missed Ethan on the one. He ended up getting it to Grant. Grant got two free throws. But, you know, if you get it without having to waste the two free throws, I thought, you know, maybe that was one we should have taken. I thought we made great decisions. You know, I think, you know, Cavante got caught in the corner. He tried to pass to Grant. Maybe Grant should have flashed or somebody should have flashed. You know, I mean, those things happen. I thought our guys showed enough toughness and figured out a way to win the game. And that's what we preached all week. Find a way to win the game. That's got to be the most important thing.
Body language, I thought, said a lot, too. Joe gets fouled over here. He's the first. I mean, he's ready to shoot those free throws. Cavante gets the intentional foul down here, so he's going to shoot. I mean, those guys went right to the free throw line. That showed a lot of confidence to me right there. They wanted to get there and shoot those balls.
I thought the aggressive team won. I thought we were more aggressive than they were in the end of the game and offensively, and I think, you know, we deserved to win the game. You know, we played better for longer stretches, and they were a little choppy offensively. We were a little choppy. But, you know, hence to remind people, they did beat Manuel by 20 points a week ago. You know, people are so worried about Manuel and Central being in our regional, and I just keep telling people we're good too. You know, and we got to have that mindset. You know, that's what's made Peoria basketball really good, is they walk into every gym and they think they're going to win. And I think our guys are starting to get that mindset, and it's a heck of a good start to the year, and we want to keep it going. We know we got some demons to exercise down at Quincy next week, and we certainly will be prepared. And we know, you know, Assumption's ranked 10th or 9th in the state in Iowa, and you know, they 2-1 and lost to a really good team. We've got a couple tapes on them, so we'll be ready to go next weekend, and our guys are excited.
Last thing I want to bring up is Eric Thompson. I got him for 12 rebounds tonight. Kid came to play. I mean, you know, people, I know a lot of people focus on points. And, well, only this, but 12 rebounds. What a game for him tonight.
I thought he played a great, and I thought he was getting fouled in there. And I thought they let him play in there, which, you know, is kind of a big six. And I've coached in this conference, and those are three of the better refs in their league. You know, if you look real close on their arm, they say state finals officials. I mean, they're pretty good. And they reffed it kind of like that kind of game.
Until the last 2 minutes.
Well, I mean, I thought there were some obvious calls. I mean, you can't. In the end of the game, you can't let the defense impede the offense. I thought they did okay. You know, I mean, JJ's was a tough call.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, he's physical, as we know. And you know, if we're at five fouls, it's not as big a deal. And you know, that Nottingham, I don't think he's missed a free throw all year.
No.
In any stats that I've seen, he hadn't missed a free throw, and I don't think he missed one. Now, he was a really good player. His dad was, you know, an assistant for Bruce Weber. I think his dad's now the head coach at Virginia Wesleyan or somewhere now. And you know, I assume – his dad wasn't here, obviously, but he was a really good coach and a D2 legendary coach. So certainly showed the fundamentals his dad has taught him. He's a really good player.
All right, well, congratulations. I came over here hoping we could give him a good game. We walk out with a win. That's pretty good.
We're very, very happy. Thanks.
As always, our thanks to Mike Reynolds for joining us here in the post game. Take a timeout, come back and look at our final stats. We should probably go ahead and mention Jim, I guess. I don't think it's any secret. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Pretty easy decision here tonight. We alluded to it a couple of times.
We were going to give it to Joe already, and then he steps up and hits those free throws and makes it all that much easier a decision.
That ended up being that, made it a four-point game, which meant, of course, Champaign Centennial had to come down and get fouled shooting a three-pointer and make it and make the free throw, which we knew the Streaks weren't going to do that. So 4 points, two-possession game, so important for Joe to do that with 10 seconds to go. Yeah, he was big in the second half, and he's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll take a look at our final stats when we come back from Champaign Centennial on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Holiday glamour and relaxation at Simply Worth It Spa and Salon on North Henderson Street. We offer gift certificates and products for your holiday gift ideas. Deborah, Mindy, and Jeannie wishing you a happy holiday.
Attic Antiques at 169 East Water Street in Galesburg, celebrating the 35th Christmas sale now through January 1st, open 7 days a week through the end of the year.
Don't forget your Pizza House gift certificates, good for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Pizza House, home of the original thin crust pizza.
Looking for experienced, compassionate pet care, boarding, and product? Caring Hands Animal Clinic next to Bart Optical on Henderson Street. Caring Hands, caring hearts.
How about a gift certificate to Galesburg Computer Works, offering professional service, troubleshooting, repair, and custom builds. Galesburg Computer Works in the Bondi Building and at GalesburgCW.com.
Get your dog groomed at All About Pets for holiday photos, or do-it-yourself Sundays in their wash station. $5 off in December, so just $15. All About Pets, making pet care easier.
The GHS girls basketball team hosts Rock Island in a rare Monday Western Big Six Conference game. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the action 6:06 pregame, 6:30 tip on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Big win for the Streaks on the road tonight, 56-52, a four-point victory over a Champaign Centennial team that drops to 6-3 on the season. Our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Jim, start off with the team numbers.
All right. Centennial got off a lot of shots, 57, hit 21 of those for 37%. Silver Streaks, pretty similar shooting percentage at 38%. We were 16 out of 42. Centennial getting a lot more cracks at it, but not able to cash in many times underneath on second and third opportunities. Rebounding edge slightly to Centennial, 36-33 on the boards, and turnovers pretty much even, 13 for Galesburg and 12 for the Chargers.
Three-point shooting not a big factor in this game. Chargers finish only 2 of 15 from behind the arc. Silver Streaks were 4 of 16. Story of the game really may have been the free throws. Galesburg got 14 of their 20 points in the fourth quarter from the free throw line, finished 20 of 25 from the line. Joe Williams was 6-for-6. Grant Gibson was 6-for-6. Kevontae Shaw was 4-for-5. So those three guys alone were huge at the free throw line. Centennial didn't miss either. They were 10-of-10. The Quinn Nottingham kid that Mike Reynolds was referring to, he was 6-of-6. And as he said, hasn't missed one all season long. So they were pretty darn good too. Chargers finished with two players in double figures, led by Nottingham, who fouled out with 21. Nick Finke had 10. Anthony Martin finished with 8. Tim Finke with 7. Terry and Howard, Ramion Starks, and Kyrie Sago all finished with 2. For the Silver Streaks, they do it again. Three players in double figures. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Joe Williams, led the way with 20. Grant Gibson had 12. Ethan Meeker finished with 11. Then you've got Devin Ross, Eric Thompson, and Kevontae Shaw, each with 4. Eric Thompson had the career-high 12 rebounds tonight. J.J. Range had a point. Cody Hawthorne did not score. Final thoughts from Champaign Centennial when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it sizzles and crackles and comes from the kitchen, it's breakfast. If the aroma wakes you up, it's breakfast. If it yanks you out of bed and says, carpe this DM, it's breakfast. Have breakfast for breakfast. Fresh made from our kitchen. The one and only Egg McMuffin. Only from McDonald's. And only 300 calories. Goes perfect with a fresh brewed cup of McCafe coffee. So what are you having for breakfast? At participating McDonald's.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all done. All you got to do is listen for the cue to call for a chance to play Pick a Present. Details at WGIL.com.
Streaks with a big doubleheader sweep on the road this weekend. A victory at Moline in overtime last night. A four-point victory here tonight over a good Champaign Centennial squad. Silver Streaks now 8-0 on the year. And it certainly won't get any easier next week at Quincy on Friday night. And then Davenport Assumption in the Iowa-Illinois shootout on Saturday. Jim, there were frustrations certainly. Blowing a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter last night at Moline, you look back on those kinds of things. It certainly wasn't a perfect weekend, but it's perfect in the sense you get two huge victories on the road when the team hadn't even played on the road yet this year. I'd say this is a really successful weekend for this team.
Yeah, no question. And, the bottom line is you're good enough to put yourself in positions to win against good teams. And then if you capitalize on it, so much the better, and we've done that. And, I think Mike Reynolds, the bottom line is, he had mentioned it too, that, and I think Steve Cheeseman echoed that as well there. It's time to start beating the good teams because, yeah. We've had good records. And last year we had a really good season, but then we stubbed our toe in the regional final against a team that we really felt like we could beat and had beaten earlier in the season.
Right.
I think this year this team all wants to find a way to win those close games and not have that clinker that's going to hurt them down the road. And so a confidence builder this weekend, I think, in both times. I don't think either time we played our best basketball game.
True.
We're good in stretches, but beat a couple of pretty good teams without playing necessarily our best ball.
All right, so we'll see if the Streaks can keep it going next Friday night. You heard Coach Reynolds say, got to exercise some demons. That's both literal and figurative down at Quincy next Friday night. And then Davenport Assumption, a good opponent in the Iowa-Illinois shootout coming up on Saturday. Safe travels home, Jim. We'll see you next week.
Likewise.
And our thanks to Nick Simpson at the downtown studios for keeping us going for you folks listening back home. Galesburg 8-0. Sophomores won tonight as well. That was a nail-biter, too. They prevailed by 2. So a good trip all around for the Silver Streaks boys basketball program. For Nick Simpson, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Galesburg wins it over Champaign Centennial 56-52. Good night and have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.